The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh. I like having fun.
Okie dokie, everybody. Okie dokie. Wow. Hello, everybody. Yeah, this is bizarre. This is, it's all like distorted. This is what happens when you start at 10 o'clock, whatever time it is, 11 o'clock. Hey, ooh, good God, Luke. Not you. Oh, boy. Let me get a sip of water. Good morning, everybody. Tim Heidecker here. I'm having a major audio malfunction. I think we should probably get me some new headphones anyway, because or maybe this has something to do with this. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Tupac Shakur. That's on. Good morning. Yes, total. Yeah, let's switch it up. Let's switch it up, because I can't do the show like this. Doug, can you say hello?
Good morning. Wow. God. I may as well say, what's sip, everybody?
Well, I just started the mic. What's sip, everybody?
Whoa.
And I got a drop here. I want to premiere again.
Oh, that's the best thing that's ever happened to me. One, two.
Take another sip, Vic.
All right. Let's just relax. Every time we think we've got it figured out, we discover new nooks and crannies of failure. But that's okay. That's okay, everybody.
Sex and gas. The smell of sex and gas.
God, we were just sitting around having a blast. And, you know, suddenly all hell breaks loose. Well, welcome, everybody, to another episode of Office Hours Live here Thursday morning on April 18th of the year 2024. Hello. My name is Tim Heidecker. You might recognize me from Ant-Man 2 and Any Tim different. And Eric. Awesome show. Great job. And what else? Bridesmaids I was in. And I was in...
Bedroom Stories.
Bedtime Stories.
Mr. Tim Heidecker.
And recording artist. And podcast host and podcast guest.
Tim Fest.
Why don't you just say artist, Tim? Just say artist.
Artist.
They didn't have to tell everybody all the.
This is confusing.
Everything you do.
It is a mess.
It's good to give context.
We don't understand what you're talking about.
Who am I doing there, you think?
We don't understand what you're talking about.
Kind of sounds like a Dylan kind of speech.
I'm talking about Dylan.
This is spray in my mouth.
All right. Norm in there.
Well, Doug, we've welcomed. Vic was welcomed. Our guest, Kate Berlant, will be arriving in the second half of the show. It's been a whole thing this morning. We're going to find out what the hell's going on with Kate, so stick around.
Worshiping Satanist witch?
Well, that's a little...
You stinking witch?
Hey, now, come on. She's going to be listening. Lord knows she's listening now and turning her car around.
Thank you. You make a good point.
Yep. But we've got lots planned for you today. Last week we teased Vic's new guy. We didn't get to it because last week's show was so filled up, full on.
Busy show.
Overdone, overcooked, just like my meal last night at the... Matt and I had a family dinner last night. You know, Matt and I are basically family at this point.
Hello, food fans.
Chosen family.
Our chosen family. All due respect to our blood relatives.
We don't care.
What was overcooked?
Well, we went to this Hollywood institution called the Smokehouse. And it's not a bong shop! Hell no. Now, it's an old classic institute. And on the surface, this place just looks like it's a hit. I've been there before, and it's like your classic 40s, 50s,
you know, dark, dimly lit steakhouse.
And cats all over.
With all kinds of pictures of Humphrey Bogart and whatnot all over the place. And it's my kind of joint.
No more.
I said to Millie, because Millie is with us, I said, this is like a classic joint. She's like, what does that mean? I go, you know, like a classic joint. Hello? She said, what do you mean joint? I go, like a place. Come on. Learn. Learn from your elders.
I like cucumbers.
We, on the way back, we were driving the other child, our other friend's kid, and we were getting ready to leave. What did you think of it? And she just went like that.
Oh.
Birthday girl.
Listen, they could do a little better on the food. The service is not so great.
Alrighty then.
Is it smoky in there?
Everyone's smoking cigars. You have to smoke cigars.
I have a bone pick, actually, a specific one. And this seems to happen to me a lot in restaurants. I'm having my meal. Every 2 minutes, the waiter is like reaching over me
fill
to
up
like
the water
get
and
a
everything.
Glass and yeah. take my
you
plate away.
The too much service.
I don't want you touching me.
Like, is it one of those places where you take one sip and they run over and they fill up that last half of it?
I'm fine with that.
Until you want
like
something,
that.
Then they disappear.
I like keeping my cup warm or icy cold.
And my filet looked like a hockey puck.
Well, I was smart because I got the I got the chopped sirloin steak, which is just a, if you're not, I used to get this as a kid. It's just a hamburger.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of hamburger. With some mushrooms and onions. It's all right. All right. Thank you, guys.
Fake meat.
Well,
I like veggie burgers. I like quesadilla.
All right, Paul.
Quesadilla.
How about Paul taking center stage at the Jimmy Buffett premiere? A bit of Jimmy Buffett's.
Yeah, really. Well, tribute, I guess.
Tribute, yeah. What that was very funny. You had everybody you can imagine up there on that
even
stage.
Even Judd Apatow starts it off.
Oh, like, my God.
What's going on?
Judd Apatow. There? I'm going to see if. Let me see if I can guess who was up there or remember.
Yeah, that's a, go ahead.
I'm picturing Judd Apatow, Harrison Ford, I think Jackson Brown.
Yeah.
I think, well, definitely Paul McCartney. Dave Grohl must have been lurking around there somewhere. Pitbull was at the end of the line.
Amazing.
Pitbull.
There was some dude that looked like Jimmy Buffett, too.
And John Bon Jovi, of course.
What is this for?
Jimmy Buffett.
But Macca has to be the center of attention.
Yeah, let's see. You want to see how many you got, or you got more?
Well, now that I can see it, it's not quite fair.
I'm
but I think
John.
The Eagles were up there.
I wouldn't be able to handle Paul.
Judd Apatow was at the Jimmy Buffet.
There he is.
Jack Johnson. Yeah, well, let's give me a margarita, you know, so because of his song.
Oh, that's what's going on.
Yeah, there's Glenn.
John
there's
Henry.
God.
Don Henley. Oh, and you know what her, what's her name?
Oh, what's his, McEnroe.
What's the woman that's always with Joni
Brandy
Mitchell these
Carlisle.
Days? She's everywhere.
She's there's, like there's the harbinger of death.
There's got to be multiple Brandy Carlisles
Wait,
out there.
Carlisle?
No, Brandy Carlisle.
I don't know who that is.
Christopher Guest.
Is he really there?
No, it just looks,
it
like,
looks
him.
Like
him.
No, it's McEnroe.
Oh, that, John have? McEnroe is up there?
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Buffett himself. The corpse of Jimmy Buffett is on stage in the background.
McEnroe should have done air guitar on a tennis racket.
He does, like, actually play. He does
away,
play music.
Really?
Yeah. Away at
I bet we can find a clip of him from this.
He's married to Patti Smythe.
I tried my best with Jimmy Buffett. You know, like, I don't want to be a hater. But, yeah, there's Jackson.
You got around. Woody. Is that... That's Harrelson, right?
I go, yeah, Woody's there, Woody Harrelson. Woody Allen came out at some point. Jesus. I didn't realize that he had
just
passed
walking.
Away. I don't, incidentally, I don't drink, but it's down at Jimmy's Margaritaville. You know, not my thing. Anyhow.
I do a very good sandwich. So I'll take a bagel, I'll cut it in three. So then the bottom layer, I put Marmite on. I'll put a little bit of lettuce because I'm going to put hummus on, but it's going to go through the hole. You might get a little slice of cheese nice. On there. You might just have one slice of tomato on there. Then you might have a little pickle or two.
Yeah. Mm.
I have audio from the end of the show.
You do? Let's hear it.
Good night.
He called in from the limo.
He actually called in this morning. He said this.
Office hours.
Uh-huh.
It's great.
Listen, I have the spectacle.
Well, listen, if this like is going to be... the second half of the show will be patrons only, so let me just get a plug here. Patreon.com/officehourslive to access Kate Berlant. It's a little bit of a... it wasn't planned, but we're using it as a growth opportunity.
I actually don't have that much a problem with that.
And I want to say, join for free to watch the thing you want to watch and then quit. We don't even care.
We don't know. We don't know what you do with your time.
Just want you to forget.
All right,
you
my queen. Up for it.
I have an announcement to make. The announcement is this.
Neon moment.
Next week will be some announcements. There'll be some big announcements next week.
Saturday.
And multiple areas of my creative life. Let me put it that way. Un-office hours related announcements.
Chaka-Con.
Okay, Chaco.
Give us a Chaka-Con. Can you give us a hint?
Hell no!
Yeah,
I just did multiple announcements from different tiers of my growing tree. Tiers of my tree.
I'm trying to think what it is.
Beef House coming back?
No. Many people wish for that.
Oh, Tom Goes to the Mayor, 20th anniversary.
Oh, there it is.
That's a huge
We're all going to get back together. We're going to get Chris, and we're going to get
Make
Kreisel.
Make one last episode.
And we're going to get Spoo.
Hello.
All right. Let's take a call real quick.
Sure thing, yeah. Let's talk to Jamie Ecclestaffer.
Hey, hey, mama said the
Jamie yes, Ecclestaffer.
That's my wife's name.
Yeah, right.
Another guy claiming to have a wife on Office Hours.
Wow.
What you got?
Just again, hello to Tim and the DMV. Love y'all so much.
Again, that's the first time I'm hearing this hello.
Oh.
Get your story straight, Jack.
I've used the DMV line before for Doug, Matt, and Vic, but
I like it.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say hello and saw if you see that they're setting up Jeremy Allen White for Bruce Springsteen. How you feel about that?
Setting up Jeremy Allen White for Bruce Springsteen, I can speak on that. From what I understand, this is a movie adaptation of the book Deliver Me from Nowhere, correct?
Huh.
Which I read last summer on tour. It was fantastic. I highly recommend everyone go out and get that book. Because it's a great short little story about creativity and the art of creating music and the pressures of stardom. And I don't know much about this Jeremy Allen White. I've never watched The Bear. Okay?
He's also in that wrestling
movie. The Bear! What are they?
The Iron Claw.
I didn't see that.
I saw it.
I guess who would y'all, the whole team, who would you like to play in a movie?
Who would I like to play in a movie?
You mean for ourselves?
No, not...
Or for Bruce? Who do you think we should get?
No, let me explain what he's trying to get to, this irrelevant question.
Thank you.
Who would I want to play in a movie? So would I want to play Benjamin Franklin? Because now Michael Douglas is doing that. I've tried to watch that show, and because, half of it's in French. Some of these shows I want to just put on to nod off to. I want to be able to shut my peepers.
Well, everyone complained that Napoleon was all in English, so maybe they're like, well, we don't want to get that complaint.
That Napoleon movie was trash. And did you see Brian Cox comes out and calls Joaquin Phoenix wacky? He says it's true. He made some statement about it. Said that he was terrible. I like Joaquin Phoenix, but it was a big miss.
You can't blame Joaquin.
Yeah, when you're playing Napoleon in the movie called Napoleon. Yeah, gotta own some of that.
I thought he did fine.
I thought it was weird. It
wasn't his performance.
You're like, you don't believe any of that shit happened, though. You're one of those Napoleon deniers.
Yeah, that didn't happen anyway. It's fiction.
I have this belief system that history, modern history, began in 1900. There's nothing that happened. What's this? I'm getting text from Vic during the show.
That's for Matt, but that's who I want to play in a movie sometime.
Telling me, tell our caller.
Oh, it's the small angry man that gets mad about the guy playing trumpet and yells about jazz.
I've thought about this. I think I would like to play I'd like to play Harry Nilsson in a Lost Weekend biopic from the John Lennon.
Nah, that'd be great. What do you want? Just everybody drunk? It's all depressing.
I want to be the
guy. You
can
play Keith Moon.
Right. I want to be that angry bagel guy. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah.
That guy came and went.
Well, oh, yeah, I do remember that.
There were some good
dops
of Doug and me that were floating around the chat.
Why is it okay for women to say, you're 5 feet on
Remember that one of, you know, these lunatics.
That's okay.
All right. These lunatics think that the wife of Macron is a man.
Oh my! Oh yeah, that's
or
yeah.
It was a transition.
Yeah, that
Doug didn't like that one.
And that the male version looked like Doug. An honest
respect. To well, let's take Reddit, a look at right? it. And what then, about the DOP I found of Tim?
Well, there's two because there was a DOP, I think, of Dan Scavino that looked exactly like me.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize I looked like Dan Scavino. What a blessing. What a gift.
Here's the alleged Doug DOP.
Let's see. Let's investigate this. Can I see it? I can't see it on the screen, Alec. Yeah, that's DB. That's D-Pound.
Doug.
D-Pound, did you turn?
I'll accept that. I mean, that's a handsome looking person.
No, there's no.
I'll accept. Wait, let me do it.
And then where's
How's that look?
You have me?
Yeah, go full screen. Yeah. Go full screen on him, Alec. Let's see that face.
Dog.
Wait.
Is it me?
Pretty good.
I don't think it's working, but.
All right, what about the one of me?
The one of Tim somebody sent me. That's that pretty. I thought it was straight up Tim.
We have to continue. Oh, there. Look at that. Is that the one you're talking about?
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't count. The black and white ass like side shot.
All right, it doesn't count, folks.
Look at the other one I sent.
But that's good. Is that Dan Scavino?
I think it is.
Nobody even
you see his patch on there. Scavino 45.
Sometimes I post in the thread and nobody even.
Oh, I know.
Nobody even looks at my stuff, and I rarely post. But when I do, it's a banger.
Right.
Where was it? Was it before or after?
It's before. Quality over quantity before. For Doug.
Oh boy.
Google that for me.
The wanted guy.
Anyways.
Yeah, the wanted guy. Pull the wanted guy up. Oh. You tell me this doesn't look like Tim.
Hi, this is Vic Berger here. And you know I don't like stress. That's why I'm personally inviting you to eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Every Factor meal is fresh and never frozen. It's chef-created, dietitian-approved, and it's ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I tried the chef's choice meal plan, and it was a chef's kiss of meals that hit all the spots and filled our bellies at the Berger household. I know you're asking yourself, what were Vic Berger's favorites? Creamy Dijon pork tenderloin and garlic herb salmon. These are classic dishes that are ready to go with no cleanup and not a problem at all. So get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. And get back to doing what you love this spring. Now, these are premium meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Sign up now! Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50. OFFICEHOURS50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This is really good.
All right, I got to keep the show on schedule because Kate's coming in.
Look at that.
oh my God.
It's right? One of those like. Yeah. I don't know.
Did someone Photoshop his hair on?
Well, it looks like you doing your character.
I have to say, though, look at this. 6'1 and 159. 6'1 and 159 pounds. That feels real rail thin to me. 6'1 is taller than, that's an inch taller than me.
He also goes
taller.
By the name Sideshow.
I like how his hair is brown brush cut. He's got a brush cut.
I gotta get a brush cut.
Gotta get a better photo in case I go on the wanted list.
I gotta keep. People were mad. Remember that 1 week? People were mad that I was moving the show along.
I was mad at you and me for that.
Yeah, me and you are like, well, all right. You want to just go loose today? I'll go loose. But I have things I want to get to. We plan this stuff, you know. One thing we could just get out of the way now, if you want, is Vic's new guy. We could clear that. Well,
do you want to save it for next week?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Hell no. Well, tell me about this new guy.
So this new guy is somebody that I keep getting fed on Instagram. I forget what his name is. Do we want to say his name?
Of course.
It's
Edson.
Edson. Where is it?
This
Edson
is
Brandow.
Sorry, I'll get it up in a second.
And he's a youth pusher. He He's 57 years old, but he looks 20.
He's my kind of guy.
And he exactly. And you can see all his posts.
He's
are
3 years
how
younger than
is.
Doug.
Yeah. And he's all. I don't know. It's
we
if
don't
anybody
know.
Knows what's going on here.
We don't know what's going on.
Matt, thank God, got in contact with him. So he's. We wanted to have him come on today for this.
Now the
look
question
at it,
57. Is, what's happening? Is he? Do yes. we think he's 57? Do we think he is lying? If he is 57, is he doing something with the filters or makeup, or
is it a brilliant thing to get, views? With
right. I mean, it's work. Yeah, he's selling supplements and stuff. But I went to his site and it's down, so I don't know what he's doing. Why is he doing this?
We're gonna get to the bottom of it. We're
you look like a 57-year-old man, but dressed like a teenager.
I think there's a filter involved because his face is always very still. It's always the center. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
And sometimes
know.
Like, if you look up closely, you can see
it's back
blurred.
Up. Oh, no, that was the glasses.
In the glasses, sometimes you can see the actual reflection. It doesn't quite look like.
Well, the glasses, you can tell by that strong prescription, right there, his eyes ain't that young.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's got 57-year-old eyes.
So what do you think, listeners, is...
Look at this. Is Edson, pretty good for 57.
Is Edson,
all his posts are the same thing. I'm 57.
A year ago, he was 56, too. That was in the... Started at that.
Maybe he's not aging.
I want to see when he's 80.
Yeah. And sometimes he uses a filter to make himself look old and he fools you and then he takes the filter off. Mm. That's a good one to try out.
It's for his age.
Does he just wake up every day and he's like, I'm 57. What do I do today? I'm 57. I'm 57. I'm 57. 57.
Oh, here's that. Here's the old filters.
Oh, thank God I'm 57
like that's
again.
His whole identity.
Look, there he is. There he is. Is that a filter?
Well,
or is that just
no,
his face?
No, according to his comment, I looked at that.
I hate it.
And he's like.
No, there he is.
Yeah, that one is
sneaky
mystery.
Little.
It does going look on? At. It's got his eyebrow. Maybe that's his dad.
Those glasses.
Well, why wouldn't he just turn
his
filter
ID.
Off?
Oh, wait. That's his ID at the end.
But why wouldn't he just turn his filter off? That's what's fishy here.
Yeah, I know. But his ID is like handwritten.
I don't understand something. What am I looking at now? That's a filter, an old man filter?
Yeah, that's what he's claiming.
That's
is
not
filter.
A filter. I think that's just an old guy.
I think it's
those.
His
that's
dad
not a filter. You could tell it's not.
All right,
look
enough.
At, look at that.
Enough. I'm gonna lose.
It should be called Vic's old guy.
Yeah, really.
Well, I hope it was worth the wait, everybody.
Yeah, well, it's very mysterious, and I like mystery. With each sunrise, I embrace the power of positive. And whatever.
Get him out of here. 57, feeling more alive than ever. That's his reality.
Vic and Matt wanted him to come on the show. That's where they're reaching out. I'm like, I don't have anything to say to this. I would just say, are you really 57? He'd say, yeah. I go, I don't believe you, but all the best. And I don't really want to get into an argument about it because I don't really care.
You say, obrigado. He's in Brazil, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's go to Brazil on a trip, on a field trip, me and Vic.
Yo, go figure it out.
We got the Vic budget anywhere. For that, Matt.
I'll send Vic anywhere. I will use any budget to send Vic anywhere.
I'm a birther conspiracy theorist for Edson.
Edson Brandel birther.
Get a birth certificate.
Edson truther.
Get some DNA samples. Maybe we can cut his arm off and see the rings and see it like a tree.
Maybe he was in a coma for 20 years and he didn't age in that coma. And he just woke up.
Cryogenically frozen? I like it.
Someone get to the bottom of it. Let us know.
You want to keep with clips? You want to do City of the Day? We got more Mar.
Well, the Mar thing is kind of, this is a few weeks old, but Bill had on this Matt Friend, a little controversy, inter-office controversy here, because I think we pulled this that Doug, Vic, and I don't mind Matt. We don't have a big issue. Not we don't have a big, we don't have big problem
fine.
With Matt.
He's
Matt
not
friend.
The enemy. He's
We're
fine.
Friend friendly.
He does funny.
His impressions are pretty good. Matt's despising.
No friend
Captain
of mine.
Hates
no
Captain
friend of mine, Matt.
Is such
friend.
A bitter man. And he hates. I love impressionists. I think I'm a great impressionist, of course. I do my Nick
Captain
Nolte.
AB your Mar with his Mar, and I'll take Tim's Mar any day.
Well, my Mar is not really a straight impression. It's just kind of a...
Well, you're capturing an essence.
An essence.
Good morning. We're going to introduce you to our worm farm.
But anyways, you might have seen this already, but Matt Friend does a respectable Bill Maher impression, does it for Bill Maher, and Bill Maher don't care for it.
Matt is the captain.
All right, we're off Matt.
Just seeing Matt's stay focused walk here. Out onto the stage.
Right, Alec, you got this pulled up?
Like looking out. It was just made me giggle. I was giggling a lot.
All right, pull this.
Dump that drop.
My first guess is a talented young comedian. You can catch him at Catch a Rising Star. Bill Maher. There he is.
That's really good.
Lovely to meet you.
Who is that?
It was Mr. Carson.
You can't say something is good and then say, who was that? He was the undeniable.
It was a little too low. He was like,
see, my Carson's a little bit up here. He's actually a little. My Carson's kind of maybe better.
This is confusing.
I'm just doing Dana Carvey doing Johnny Carson. All right. So then what happens?
So it starts off poorly.
True social in parlor. I was at NYU.
NYU?
Yes.
I hear they hate the Jews now.
Well, some are saying that, Bill. Some are saying that.
Calm down, Bill.
Some are saying that at NYU they hate the Jews. Right? Look at him laughing like a dead dog right in his little chair with his slick back hair like Gavin Newsom.
Oh, wow. Losing. Bill Maher really had some of that pot.
Yeah.
Something interesting.
Yeah, please.
The first generation of Trump impersonators like Alec Baldwin, it was a caricature of him. It was funny. We laughed. He's easy to make fun of.
I do an impression of
Alec
Baldwin.
But they don't sound... Wait a second. They don't really sound like Trump.
Right, right.
The guy on SNL and you, that sounds exactly like him. I mean, it's like close your eyes and you wouldn't know.
Well, you know, it's a true thing. And well, I will excuse me, Bill. Stop laughing like a dog, okay? See, Bill Maher is a lefty lunatic. You have a case of the Trump derangement syndrome, and a lot of people are saying it. He used to like me a lot more before we got a little too political for Bill.
You know, that is just.
I do want to just
see. I'm going to need a box of laughing cleaners.
It's an honor to be on the show, though. You know, with such illustrious guests as Patrick Bet-David and Candace Owens.
Look at that shot. Friend takes at Bill's guests with Patrick Bet-David, who is Bill. Anyway, keep going.
Patrick Bet-David.
That. Why do you mention that one? You're needling me about that.
You don't like Joe Biden? You don't like this
Matt,
guy.
You don't need to do a PDB impression, okay? Like,
listen to this.
I'm sure that's a good Patrick Bet-David, although I don't really remember because I only met him that one time. But how many people are going to appreciate that? That particular impression.
Jesus, give him a break, Bill.
David.
I mean, what's up with this Brezhnev guy? Looks like he tripped and stubbed his face.
Who's that?
You, 40 years ago. I'm just trying to pull out the old references, Bill. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't do me, can you? Nobody can. I know. Nobody can do me.
Well, I know you say that.
Biatch.
I know you, bitch. I know you say that, and I know this might get cut because it might make you uncomfortable. There it is. He doesn't like it. You're squinting. You say, get out of my house. It's not bad.
It's very good.
It's not good. Yeah.
It's not great.
It's very good.
Anyways, fuck off. Gen Z scumbag hack.
Are you Gen Z? Yeah.
I'm 25.
I see. Change the subject right away.
I hate the woke. From what my a dick.
It's not bad. It's not good. All right.
A baby.
Well, what a baby.
What do you think about when you're mad?
Bill the baby. Bill Baby Maher.
I fucking hate the woke.
He came out a full Woody apologist yesterday or the day before.
Jesus.
Woody Allen.
Maher
did?
He didn't have to say anything about it.
I don't think he did it.
I don't think he did what?
Well, the molesting and everything. Mm. Anyway, let's do the city of the day.
You're a movie fan.
Let's go.
Whoa.
Is this it? Cameo, huh?
Yeah,
spoiler alert.
That's it.
The city of the day is brought to you by Cameo. Ouch. Are you having trouble conceiving? Do you have a partner but wish you could breed with the man of your wet dreams? Well, look no further because now there's Cameo, the celebrity sperm app that's sweeping the nation. Cameo offers a wide variety of ejaculate from A-list actors, sports heroes, influencers, politicians, and more. Choose in vitro or natural insemination from such stars as Leonardo DiCaprio, Will Smith, Rocky, and Sean Connery. Well, Rocky the character, huh? With the click of a button, our stars will gladly meet you at the time and place of your desire and discreetly deposit their seed. And Cameo isn't just for insemination. Maybe you just like hoarding celebrity memorabilia and autographs are a bit passé. Cameo donations are the ultimate collectible. Office Hours listeners get two free loads when they use the code word NEPOBABIES at checkout. So let your fantasies come to life with Cameo. Jingle plays now.
What's the best app to get sperm from celebrities?
Cameo, Cameo.
Very nice.
Wait, is all somebody right there?
Well, let's look. We're looking for the city of the day. Who is the city of the day?
Melissa and friend.
Hello. Melissa.
A new Melissa, not the old Melissa.
Melissa and friend.
Hello. Melissa and Chuck.
What's the city of the day?
Adams, Massachusetts.
All right. Is that named after the John Adams and Sam Adams?
I think
it's John Adams.
Is it?
John Quincy.
Yeah.
But we have a statue of McKinley for some reason.
Okay. all right. How are we finding you today?
Good. We're nervous to be on the Zoom and excited.
That's nice to hear.
And working on a puzzle.
Oh, you're working. What do you do on vacation?
No, we just work from home. This is the puzzle.
Is your job putting puzzles together?
How many pieces?
There's a new service out there that rich people pay. It's like a gig job, like an Uber job. Hey, can you put this puzzle together for me?
Tim, you pitched that as a City of the Day sponsor once, like,
and it got rejected by you
years ago. I think it's still
in development.
Still in development.
All right. Well, it's nice to see you folks out there. How you planning on spending the weekend? Boy, it's like pulling teeth from these two. Uh-oh.
That house looks haunted. Is it haunted or what?
Yeah.
Any paranormal activities over there?
Actually, when we moved in, we bought the house a couple years ago. And when we moved in, we found a human tooth in one of the medicine cabinets.
Whoa. Oh,
that is a telltale sign of a haunting, a human tooth.
Or a child and lost it and left it.
I got scared of it, so I threw it in the woods.
Now, is this your husband?
No.
But you're married.
Life partner.
Huh?
We've been together a long time.
Okay, because I saw a ring on your thing.
You're not going to get the government. You're not going to get the government involved in your relationship, is what you're saying.
No. Okay. No, we don't believe.
You don't live in fear that he's going to split.
All right.
He's going to run off to Amherst.
Well, I got speaking of Cameo, thank you guys. Good to see you.
Oh, Cameo was sent in by a listener.
Really?
The concept of it.
Very nice.
And I wish I'll have to look it up and give him a shout out at the end of the show. But
all right.
Thank you to that listener.
And we did want to get your plans for the weekend. I forgot about that. What were your plans for the weekend again?
More puzzles?
Oh, hell no. No, sorry. I let them. I muted.
That's so quick on mute.
Well, you said goodbye. Yeah.
Turn it up.
Not
what
yet.
Are we doing? What are we doing?
Maybe going to the movies.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got. I need
my Monkey Man.
Okay, Monkey Man. Monkey Man. Yeah. I have a dilemma, folks. I've got a dilemma. I need everyone's help. We've got my brother-in-law is in town, and he wants to go see a movie with the kids, and there's a debate going on in the house.
You're gonna see Civil War?
Civil War, yeah.
No. The debate in the house is this. Godzilla versus King Kong. That's not the debate. That's one movie.
That's one
okay,
movie.
I know that's confusing for you, Vic. Right. It's not Godzilla versus King Kong.
I think Godzilla would win. He's got the fire.
Well, Doug.
Burn that monkey to crisp.
Hello, that's the name of the movie.
It's the name of the movie. Those things are fighting again?
They're fighting together. Godzilla, is it end?
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Oh, versus.
Versus. This is the other option. Versus the Ghostbusters movie. Now, for some reason, my kids don't want to go see Kung Fu Panda 4.
There's a new Ghostbusters out too.
Yeah.
So my son, me, and the brother-in-law want to see. Guess which one do you think we want to see?
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that Ghostbusters. Whoa! Where'd that come from?
He slimed me.
Me.
Yeah, I know, but it felt like it came
in the room.
I know, right? I made it be ghostly.
I don't know, like that's creepy.
Why does it sound like that?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Oh, weird. This one is like that, but then this one.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Really weird.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
All right. That's cool.
It's I'm getting
cool.
nauseous.
Why does it sound like that?
I'm getting nauseous.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
So let's get a poll going because I want to see Godzilla. My son Charlie wants to see Godzilla. My brother-in-law wants to see Godzilla. Millie wants to see Ghostbusters because of this Finn Wolfhard. She's not going to see it because of Dan Aykroyd. It's not like she's some big Dan Aykroyd head. I don't want to see that movie at all.
I love Aykroyd.
Got to get him on the show, Danny. A lot of people call him Danny. They call Billy, Bill Murray, Billy. I want to be on that kind of terms with Danny.
Danny doesn't seem to be like in any of the promo for it, though.
Oh, he's in the big trailer.
Oh, he's in the trailer.
All over the place.
But he's not like out there talking about it.
Holding his skull vodka.
My sister's cat is named Bill Perry.
Say again?
My sister's cat is named Bill Perry.
Okay.
Melissa, can I ask what do you think is the deal with Edson?
Edson?
Yeah, the 57-year-old who looks 20.
Oh, I think he's wearing a toupee.
Well, that's that's the least of this situation.
Yeah, that's the least, that's the least of what's happening.
Is he AI?
Oh, speaking of Melissa, Melissa, were you named after the Allman Brothers song, Melissa, by any chance?
Oh, but yeah.
The sweet Great Melissa.
No, but my uncles always sang that at me.
Well, we want to say goodbye to the great Dickie Betts, who passed away at the age of 80 from the Allman Brothers. Now there are no Allman Brothers.
Your uncle would sing that at you? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Did it get annoying? It's more annoying.
Yeah, I mean, because there's like five of them. So yeah, it got annoying.
Five uncles.
Oh, actually, God. Vic, I have a therapy
goodbye,
thing
old friend.
For you.
Oh, please, please.
Yes, Dickie Betts. I mean, we're listening to the Allman Brothers.
Is it for Tim? It should be for Tim, actually.
We're listening to the Allman Brothers this morning, and there's some great songs there. Don't think there aren't. Melissa, Jessica.
Ramblin' Man.
Blue Sky, Ramblin' Man.
They're all the same song, basically.
Was Dickie Betts in that band from the top? Was that his, like, or was he one of these latecomers, like Ronnie Wood?
I bet he was there from the beginning.
That's a good question.
It is a good question.
Let's get to the bottom of it.
Baby. What about down to the whipping post?
Don't know it.
So good Lord, I feel like I'm dying. You'd love that one.
Oh, that's a great one.
I'll say.
I have a tree nut allergy, so I cannot listen to the Allman Brothers.
Oh. I prefer Matt Friend to that kind of humor. Speaking of cameo, I got a Instagram live request from Cameo. Cameo begging me to join their service. Not interested.
That's a good question.
I don't see it here anymore.
Dickie joined after Dwayne Allman died.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Oh, wait. No,
that's not true. Careful with what you say. Just trying to look for my latest message from Cameo. All requests.
Thanks, Melissa.
Boy, sure. I get a lot of. I don't look at my messages here. Oh, there you go. Cameo says, any interest? Or, hey, Tim, would you like to give Cameo a try? No reply. And then the day later, any interest? Thank you. Well, here's my message. Are you listening? You're not getting a dollar from me, Cameo. You want me to say hello to your friend, wish you happy birthday, call into office hours. I'm happy to do it. Go fuck yourself and whatever percentage you take.
We do them on, me and Vic do them through the Patreon.
I mean, we'll do it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do Cameo.
And I'll take 100% of that.
Knock off cameos.
Hey, there's a weird, speaking of dops, we got a weird Vic dop down here, Francis.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
I might be off.
I found out who sent me the cameo idea. It is yeastinfection.org.
Yeastinfection.org. All right.
I see it with Francis.
Yeah.
We got a Vic dop.
Francis, you want the world to see how you kind of look like Vic?
Say what's up so your camera comes up.
Hello, what's up, everybody?
Hey.
We're waiting on Alec to bring that up.
So it's like a kind of
Richard Lewis. I do see that.
An old Vic.
Oh, my God. The, yeah, the eyes.
You got any,
you
any glasses sitting around there? Any glasses?
Yeah, I can do that.
So young, thank you. Young Vic, almost.
Standing by for glasses to get the Vic Dop complete, so we have the Trinity Dop episode complete.
This monitor keeps dropping.
I never would have thought that this would be the subject of the Zoom.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. Mm. Do you have a stupid hat you could put on?
I don't know. Alec, you got to pull up Vic. With a, yeah, there you go. Vic, Burger look to your camera. Look Burger? To your camera.
Yeah, let's like match it up over like in the yeah, match AB, it up. AB.
Where'd he go? He's hiding like a
he's
baby.
He's going in like a hat, power. Like you said.
Oh, he is just like hat, Vic. He's like moving around too much, not staying on his shot.
And listen to me one time. I am not like
really believe this?
This is Vic.
I'm not ashamed to admit.
He murdered a woman.
All right, Vic, look at your camera.
Which camera? I don't know where my camera is.
What? You were this far everybody. And you don't know where your camera is.
It's over there.
Oh,
jeez.
Hey, I got geez. Something to say. It's the wrong information.
All right, what's the what do you have?
Whoa.
What do you have to say? Fire. Oh, Vic, that's their Vic impression. Did you hear that?
Yeah. That's fucked. I'll take it. I love all of
you. Did you have a topic? You said you didn't want to come on here and talk about this.
Well, the truth is that I really wanted to talk when Kate was... Here.
Oh, we'll mark you to call back in or to come back in the Zoom.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
This is a great show.
Shots fired.
I know.
Vic, give us one more. Wait, can you go shots full fired. Screen on him, Alec, and give us one more What's Up, everybody?
Vic Berger makes camera. A bunch of very funny internet videos.
Are you ready for me?
This is like when I talk to Siri and I go like Siri and then I wait and this as. As soon as I start talking, she's like, uh-huh.
Say my name, baby. Sorry.
Like, I'll be Siri, Vic, and you ask for something.
No, it's not. It's not you.
I didn't want to interrupt the silence.
These guys.
Do you want to...
All right, ready, set, action.
What's up, everybody? Yes, that is the name of her daughter. It isn't?
That's so funny.
I'll do my impression. Matt, I have to do this with you, because Vic can't...
Well, I'm trying to pay attention to this.
I know.
I didn't want to interrupt the silence.
You're me asking to play the Allman Brothers on Siri. So you just say Siri first.
Siri, play Allman Brothers.
But wait, like you have to pause, like waiting for me to say something?
Oh, now it's triggering my Siri.
Oh, no.
Siri, play Allman Brothers.
No, say Siri and then pause.
Siri, play Allman Brothers.
Everybody's doing it.
Yo, this fucking guy is insane, yo.
Vic right. Berger is an no American treasure.
Yes. All right. How about a hotliner? We got a hotliner?
Oh.
Let's check in on the hotline. Do we have any?
We say no to the Illuminati.
This is a hot show.
We say no show. To the globalists, to the deep state.
I bet you guys didn't activate the hotline.
Woo! Look at these guys. Yeah, we got... I think we have... It sounds like there's some bits... The ghost of David Attenborough? Is
you blew
that...
it.
Vic Berger.
Hello, this is the ghost of David Attenborough.
Hello. I don't believe in ghosts. Wait, go ahead.
He's still alive, isn't he?
I have a dire... I can't talk about that, actually. It's top information. I'm actually dead, but that is not really me.
Okay.
Okay, how can I help you today?
I have a dire warning from the future, Timothy, Matthew... Victor Douglas. In a year's time, David Spade will be on the 55th floor of a building in New York City, and he will have to take a rank shit. The bowel movement will be fine. He will have a good time. But when he flushes, all hell will break loose. He will have shit water break through a drain, hitting a KGB officer, starting nuclear war.
Oh,
I'm sorry that this does not include the climate. It has nothing to do with nature. I have
understand.
Failed.
Okay, well, thank you for this horrible prophecy. Thank you, David. All
You're
best.
Welcome. Be very good.
All the best to you. You've confirmed that David Attenborough is, in fact, alive?
We would know if he died.
How would you know?
That would be top news. That'd be top news.
Okay. Day four of our David Attenborough coverage here on CNN as we remember the great man.
David Attenborough, born May 8th, 1926.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
He's got to be
And there's
gone.
Nothing that says died below it.
Well, how about
He's 97.
Richard, how about Richard Attenborough? Is that his brother?
Richard Attenborough.
Yeah, I think there's a Richard Attenborough.
Richard Attenborough. Yeah, there's a couple of those guys.
Oh, he croaked.
That's
Is that his brother?
I think so. He was the guy in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Anybody
else? I could just be making
this
up.
That's David's brother.
Is it really? I love when I'm right.
Wait, he has more siblings. There's John Attenborough, too.
I know. There's Gerald Sim, his brother-in-law. Tom Attenborough, Will Attenborough.
I'm going to let these boys tire out on this.
Will Attenborough did Dunkirk and The Outpost. Have you seen those?
The movie Dunkirk?
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Nolan directed that. Was he in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he in Jurassic Park?
Richard was the guy who started Jurassic Park. His character.
No. He was not in Dunkirk.
No. His nephew, Will.
Well, let's not go all the way to family tree.
I'm just saying, it's like a big family. We should look at the Newmans too. Now let's see what they've conducted, what movies they've done.
Okay.
Ready? Newman's Own has.
I give up. I surrender. I surrender. Everybody, we were trying to make it to 300 episodes. This is episode 293.
93, yeah.
And we're seven short, but this will be my last day.
Plum Blackwater. Plum Blackwater.
Thank you, everybody, for spending all these hours with us. But I have to walk into the sunset. All right.
Randy's cousin, David Newman.
Yes.
Randy's cousin, Thomas. Randy's cousin, Maria Newman. Randy's cousin, Joey Newman. Randy's uncle, Lionel Newman. Randy's uncle, Emil Newman. Randy's uncle, Alfred Newman. All composers. Newman. That's amazing.
Hello, Newman. Hello, Newman.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming in every week and being a part of my life.
It has been fun to have something to do.
Maybe we'll
Thursday.
Do something let's different
call
together.
Let's call a Zoom caller.
Let's get yeah. Get
Don't give up yet, Tim.
Get something. Somebody can turn this around.
Just because we went down the Attenborough wormhole.
Let's try the hotline's full.
I mean, we only have a year left to live, according to that the ghost who just called.
That's true.
All right, somebody in Maybe Spokane less. About legislation.
Yes, hello. Spokane, you're on the line.
So I live in Spokane, Washington, and we've got this interesting legislation. I want to hear what you think about it. They're proposing this. So, you know, we got the carpool lane, you know, over on the left side where you have more, you know, you drive faster than everybody else.
Absolutely.
They're going to add another lane to the left of that. That's even faster for roadhead. So when you're in the carpool lane and it's still not fast enough, you know, you do roadhead, you get to go over one more and go faster than the carpool lane. What, you got any thoughts on that?
No, roadhead. What do you mean roadhead?
His testicles became swollen.
It's getting fellatio,
you know,
while
head,
driving.
But you know, your guy's driving, so you
get this guy off the line. Get him out of here.
I thought it was giving while you're driving. I didn't
drop this call. That's disgusting.
That's pretty nasty.
Well, the crazy thing is,
no one's listening to me.
I'm into this idea.
I dropped.
But that's. I mean, couldn't they on the highway? They could put like the track in the middle. You know what I mean? And then you could just like close your eyes and. Anything
that's a totally
anything.
Different idea than this
but
guy.
Like well wouldn't that be better than self-driving cars? It's like the Disney,
anything would be better
Disneyland
than,
kind of cars, you know,
anything would be better than what's happening right now on the roads. The traffic
Next
is
caller.
Everywhere the traffic is bad. We've talked about this many times and I'm on the record as saying I don't support traffic.
I really like that.
I'm running for senator this year from the great state of California. My platform is going to be eliminating all traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. I have a policy position that I want to discuss, which is I've been watching all these body cam videos, great body cam videos. I know police are controversial, but I got to say, these body cam videos of drunks at the airport are my new favorite piece of, better than anything I could watch in my free time. Drunk people at airports. And I have to say, some of these, ooh, listen to that. This is the sound of my phone sliding across my desk. Wait, hold on if I can do it again. That's, Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
I'm trying to get Foley here. No.
There it is. There it is.
But I have just to say, I might be imposing, when I become senator, I might be proposing a 2-drink minimum at airports. What do you think of that, Vic?
A minimum?
Minimum?
No, 2-drink, 2-drink maximum, sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know.
That's fine.
These people get, I mean, mostly in the South. It's almost always in the South, in Texas,
especially
or Florida.
In the morning, seeing people drunk is not always fun to see.
Well, a lot of people... I used to drink before I would fly because...
I've done that before, yeah.
Because I would be a nervous flyer.
But you have more than two?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Well, you get those big boys, you know?
The IPA?
Or you get a nice IPA.
You get the IPA. There's like the most alcohol, yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm telling you, these cops that I've watched...
I don't drink anymore, though.
They are so...
Me too.
But I would never turn into an idiot.
These guys are so patient. I can't believe it. Come with me, ma'am. Ma'am? You don't know what you're doing. I didn't do anything wrong. Don't touch me.
Doesn't alcohol kind of bring out your true character in a way? Don't you think?
I don't know, but
yeah, I get really nice.
You know?
And so do I.
This one woman had to get like shackled. This is after like 20 minutes of trying to be reasonable with her.
Yeah, eventually they take them down to the ground, right?
And they put them. They shackle up their legs.
They gotta shackle.
Because they're kicking everybody and spitting on them. People are losing it.
Let's try to clear the Zoom. We got a lot of callers today.
You guys are like over caffeinated back there.
I'm in full calf mode today.
We got the good coffee. At least you
ran out of decaf.
Batch.
213.
Look, you guys are all.
I use decaf espresso at home, and I ran out. So I had to use real.
Listen to this drunk guy.
They couldn't understand a word I was saying. Until you got it out of the glass, boo boo.
Oh boy.
I thought that was a caller.
Do we have somebody on the hotline?
213, are you there? Guys, 213? On the hotline?
Hello.
You there?
Hello, who's this? From 213.
What's 213?
I think it's your area code. That's how we... Is this California, or do you live... what's your name?
My name's Bill Maher. Is my name.
Whoa.
Bill. Oh shit. Hey Bill, is this really Bill Maher?
Yes, this is Bill Maher. Yes, this is Bill Maher. I'm going on different shows to let everyone know that no one can do an impression of me. Okay. A lot of people have tried and failed because I have such a unique way of talking. It's impossible to do an impression of me. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I thought I was watching a clip of you with Matt Friend, and I thought it was you were pretty bitter about his impression from my perspective.
I was. Do you have the clip? Are you going to play the clip?
Well, we had the clip played earlier.
I wasn't bitter at all. I'm not a bitter person, okay? So that sounds like a lie.
It's not a lie, Bill. I'm giving you my.
Then play the clip. Do you have the clip? What kind of show is this? You don't have a clip?
No, I have the. We have the clip. Matt, do you want to just play a little?
We already Club showed Random?
It. Yes, we.
Oh, you already showed it. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't watch your whole show. Okay, I'm not a huge fan, to be honest.
Well, yeah,
I just want to say no one can do an impression of me, and I'm coming on here to let everyone know that my voice is way too manly. Everything I say is condescending. Then I pause. I push my potato face towards camera. I suck in. And then I say something even more condescending about God or fat people. I end my show. I go home. I get a black hooker. I talk down to her about this horrible generation of kids. Then I tell her to clean up and leave. Next, I scour the internet for people trying to do an impression of me, and no one can, okay? Now I'm leaving, Tim Heidbeck, or whatever your name is. You've insulted me. I'm leaving.
Wait, Bill.
On, Bill. I saw your little skit bit. I saw your skit bit about Club Random, and it was horrible. It was terrible. You made it look like I interrupt people, which is so not true.
Well, can I talk to you for a sec?
I never interrupt my guests.
Okay. Well, since we have you, Bill, can we just
talk? I always let them talk.
I know you do, Bill. I know. You seem angry, and I apologize.
And I wait until they're finished.
Well, you're not doing that right now.
Even when I have something smarter to say than they do, which is all the time.
Well, can I just ask you a couple of
questions? You think my ego is so big, I won't let other people talk? You're wrong, okay? Now, goodbye. I'm leaving.
No. Wait, okay? Bill, come
and
on.
By the way, just because someone has tiny hands doesn't mean they have a tiny penis, okay?
All right, I didn't say that. Do you want to talk? Because I saw you in the news. You said something about that you don't believe the Woody Allen thing, that you think Woody Allen was innocent of all this sexual abuse.
Bill?
Oh, I think he actually left.
Oh, Bill. That's too bad. All right.
Well, oh, man.
Couldn't stand the heat.
Boy, Bill was hot. Jeez.
Pissed.
Wow. I guess I'm not going on Club Random, huh? Yikes.
Invite rescinded.
All right, well, Bill, we love you, and not really. I mean, what am I talking about?
We love you.
Take us back.
You're a movie fan.
You're kind of soft on him.
You're better than this.
I would give him a nice interview. I mean, he's got an illustrious career. I tried to do a softball with him. Maybe not.
You could have talked about DC Cab.
Just so cray-cray.
All right. Well, Bill.
Just so cray-cray. Just shut the fuck up.
Call back.
If you want to call back, the lines are open. All right, let's take a Zoomer before we go to break and welcome Kate Berlant in here.
Fucking hate the woke from my balls.
I think Cooper, have you been on before, Cooper? Tropical Cooper?
Everybody talk like that.
Never been on.
Welcome to the show,
thanks
Cooper.
Thanks for taking my call. So I just got to say, Tim, you look fantastic.
I know.
I'm just curious, like, what's your trick? What did you do? You lost some weight, and I'm just curious, you know?
I've spoken about this already, man. I don't take any drugs for it. I just...
Oh, it's Ozempic.
You know what? Somebody told me, they go, listen, you shouldn't, if that's what you did, you shouldn't be embarrassed, because this has now become sort of a, what do you call it?
Like a meme.
A thing. And I'm like, well, it's not the case, but it's been a while now. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've gained some. I've got this belly that I got to get out. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a tummy tuck.
I don't know.
Surgery. Yes!
You're going about this all wrong, Tim.
No, but what
I wanna
did
get,
you?
I'll tell I'll turn
you
into fat? David. I want to look like David Bowie from the Thin Duke.
Get on the
Tim
coat.
Did intermittent fasting, and so do I. And that does work.
I would not have put this guy on a face.
But there's no consistency, though. You're just going to keep rubber banding. What's that called? Going up and down.
Well, my tummy tuck?
How am I going to lose weight? How am I going to lose weight? Then you lose the weight, and then you gain her back.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do, actually. Look at me.
You look great.
Thank you. Thank you. I know I do. Because, no, actually, that's not true, but...
Anybody there?
I got my mental health under control, and that, get rid of the anxiety, then you don't have to worry about that shit. Like,
thank you.
Because you're eating and drinking to self-soothe, which you don't want to do. You want to find healthy ways to self-soothe when you have anxiety, rather than eat or drink or stuff a ding-dong down.
Here's what I do.
I
have a chopped sirloin steak with stuffed mashed potato and a piece of chocolate cake and a Blue Moon beer.
And shrimp cocktail.
That's 3 times a week, and that's all I eat.
Do you work with a trainer, or do you lift at all? Or
hell yeah, bro. I'm lifting every morning. Fucking 200 pounds over my head. Ooh, God damn it.
Okay.
It's like Trump.
Okay.
No, I did a trainer online, like a app. I can't remember what it's called. Copilot, Matt?
Yeah.
I did that for a little bit. Gave me a routine. But I generally just like jog and run and walk. Try to do like a 40-minute walk every day if I can, or a little jog.
Cooper, stand up. Show us what you're working
with. Yeah,
what
are you working with, Coop?
I'm actually getting ready to go see my trainer right now. But real quick, did you guys see the Greatest Night in Pop movie?
Yes.
Still got to see it.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
All right. Well, we're caught up on what you love.
Yep. All right. That's all from me.
Well, speaking of Aykroyd, he was in that.
No, he was.
Yeah, he was.
He's unrecognizable. I'm like, who's that? We were like, who's that nerd? He looks cool.
He looks cool.
Like a new wave artist. He's got his glasses on.
The doctor, it's probably what, 83, something like that?
He was in
a movie called Dr. Detroit with Devo did the soundtrack.
Dr. Detroit.
I need to refocus my life, my energy, I need to prepare my soul for Kate.
We have to keep our country.
You know what was cool about that doc, Tim? And you would like this.
No one listens.
Real quick. Stevie your friend Bob Dylan. He couldn't. He's standing there like, I don't know how to sing along.
Sure, yeah.
Stevie Wonder did an impression of Dylan to him to show him how to sing his part. And he worked with him together.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And he takes his glasses off and he goes, I can see. Oh my. And then anyway, he puts them back on. And then next thing you know, Dylan is singing his part.
Stevie Wonder was a problem there though, because he was like, he wanted them all to do it like a verse in Swahili.
Right.
And they were like, well, we don't have we don't have any time and people can't learn this.
They're up all night doing that.
I like the Waylon Jennings part.
And they're all in unison.
He's the one who walked out.
No harmonies.
Yeah. What's that?
Didn't Waylon walk out?
Yeah, Waylon comes in. Swahili, he's like, that's what it was. I ain't singing Swahili. I'm a country boy. I'm a Okie from Muskogee. And he left.
Here's Dan for you if you want to see what he looked like.
He looks great.
On the left? Yeah, there he is.
He looks
those
cool.
Glasses. He could be in Rivers.
That's why I bring
Cuomo.
It up, because you guys were talking about Aykroyd, so.
All right, okay, well, listen. Don't worry about me and my health and my weight. Just live your life and try to be healthy.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We'll be back in 5 minutes, hopefully with Kate Berlant.
6 minutes.
What's Matt pointing at?
I'm telling the guys in the control room to get this ready.
Jeez Louise.
I'm a snot-nosed brat.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll slam the door.
Come on already. Go get the full show at www.patreon.com/officehourslive. Get the full show. Get the full show. Get the full show. Go, 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 go. Have fun. Have laughs. Have the full show.
If you're thinking.